This is Weekend Edition Sunday on WVTF, and it's that time once again for the Veggie Chef to come a-callin', and I understand you were dealing in local goods this week. Is that right?
I was wandering around the Roanoke Farmers Market, the historic farmers market, earlier this week, and I happened upon Tim from Rolling Meadows Farm selling daikon radishes, which he had picked before. They're white and longer and a lot bigger than regular little red radishes that you think of, but they have a little bit of natural spiciness. They're really good. So I
didn't know there was more than one kind of radish.
So definitely more.
I'm already in over my head.
Well, and local radishes grown without pesticides, it was definitely appealing. Good. And these in particular, as I was saying, they were smaller spring version. The other version of daikon's a little bigger. At least that's what Tim told me.
Well, he ought to know.
He should. I got home with them and decided that their natural slight spiciness and crunch would lend itself well to a coleslaw type of deal. Hmm. So back to the market I went the next day, and I bought some North Carolina-grown green cabbage from Sumdat Farms. And so I decided to make this coleslaw kind of a delicate type of salad where the light flavor of the radish and the cabbage could shine rather than being drenched in a lot of spices, sauces, mayonnaise. Mm-hmm. So while we're using fresh ginger and some red pepper flakes, both of which have a lot of flavor on their own, we're not using so much as to overwhelm the two main raw vegetable ingredients.
Uh-huh.
So to make what I'm calling spring slaw, say that five times fast.
Well, I've heard of spring thaw.
But have you ever heard of a spring slaw?
It's a first.
Well, this will serve six as a side dish. And you'll need the aforementioned radishes, cabbage, ginger, and red pepper flakes. You're also going to need rice vinegar, reduced sodium soy sauce, sesame oil, and sugar. To get the exact measurements on how much of each, you'll need to visit WVTF's Facebook page or the website WVTF.org, and Veggie Chef is under news, under the news tab. Now, I can tell you, once you've gathered all of your ingredients, you'll need to drain the chopped radish or wring moisture out of it to avoid excess liquid in your slaw. It won't hurt things much if you don't have time or the inclination to do this, though. After your vegetables are prepped, all you need to do is combine the remaining ingredients and enjoy. Now, if you buy a bunch of the radishes, you'll have two or three extra left over after using the two for the slaw. What I did is I peeled and chopped my remaining extra radishes. They can be tossed into salad, a stir fry, or a wrap. I put some in a wrap with some other raw veggies, tofurkey, mustard, and sriracha, which is a hot sauce, and my husband loved it. It gives everything a nice bit of extra crunch. So if anybody has any questions about this recipe or questions about vegetarian cooking in general, send me an email at wvtfveggie@gmail.com. Thanks and have a great week.